Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Hamashal kan kan on the Ma'aser Sheni. Someone who lends his containers to Ma'aser Sheni to store Ma'aser Sheni wine in it. Afa pisha gafan, even though he put a lid on and closed the containers up. Like Hana Ma'aser, Ma'aser does not acquire the containers, and the containers are still hulin. It's only the Ma'aser Sheni wine inside that's Ma'aser Sheni. That's when he's pouring already Ma'aser Sheni wine into the barrels. Zalaf l'teichem stam, but if he put just plain wine into the barrels before he designated them as Ma'aser Sheni, and then only afterwards he designated them as Ma'aser Sheni, so then it depends. Achalai gafan, if he designated them before the barrels were closed, then leikana Ma'aser, Ma'aser doesn't acquire the barrels, and just the wine becomes Ma'aser Sheni, not the barrels. But mishigafan, but if the barrels are already closed and he designated the barrel as Ma'aser Sheni, then kana Ma'aser, the Ma'aser does acquire the barrel as part of Ma'aser Sheni, because a sealed barrel, a closed barrel, becomes one unit, the barrel with the wine. And this is going to be explained in the next Mishnah, that this is specifically in a place where it was common to sell the wine with the barrels, so a closed barrel of wine was considered one unit that was sold altogether. Mishnah continues with another halacha that discusses the difference between closed and open barrels, but not regarding Ma'aser Sheni. This is talking about Truma, and this will be discussed here, and then we'll get back to Ma'aser Sheni in the next Mishnah. If you have a bunch of barrels, some of them are chulin and some of them are truma, and they got mixed each other. So we've learned in Masechtas Trumas that generally to nullify truma in chulin, you need one part truma to 100 parts chulin in order for it to be nullified. And here you have such numbers. If you have barrels achalei gafan that were uncovered, then eilis b'achad u'mea, then one in 100 will become nullified. And so if you have 101 barrels, open barrels, and one of them is truma wine, and you don't know where it is, it'll become nullified. But umishagafan, once the barrels are sealed closed, then mekatris b'kolshein, no matter what the ratio is, even if it's a teeny amount of truma in much more than 100 parts chulin, once the barrel's sealed, it becomes a darar chashiv, an important item in and of itself, and it's not able to become nullified. And then all the barrels are going to have to be treated as potentially truma, and he's going to have to sell them specifically to a kayan for the value of all the barrels except for one that has to be given to a kayan free of charge as truma. The Mishnah continues. Another halacha regarding tevel, taking off truma from tevel. If he has a bunch of barrels in front of him and he wants to take off from one of the barrels truma on behalf of the other ones, so generally truma needs to be taken off of from part of the produce that's either touching or next to the produce that he's taking off on behalf of. So here he has multiple barrels in front of him. Achalei gafan, if it's before they were closed barrels, the barrels before they were closed, so they're open barrels in front of him, then teremachas al akol, he can take from one barrel on behalf of all the other barrels. They're considered all next to each other and joint. But mishigafan, once the containers are sealed, are closed, then teremachal achas vachas, he's going to have to take off truma from each one individually. And he can't take off from one to another because each one is a separate unit once it's closed and it's not considered part and next to the other barrels of wine. Mishnah Yud Gimel is continuing the last case. Begins continuing the last case where he wants to take off truma from one barrel on behalf of the others, but the barrels are sealed and we said he has to take off individually. So what can he do to correct that? Can he take off the lids of the barrels? Is that sufficient to now be able to take truma off of one for all, or is that not enough? So Beishamai says mifateach, he's got to open the barrels umar lagas and pour it back into the wine press to join them all together in order for him to be able to take off trumas from one spot on behalf of everything. Beis Hillel says, he can just open up the lids, he does not have to pour them out. And that can bring it back to that stage of uncovered barrels where he's able to take trumas from one on behalf of everyone else. The Mishnah now goes back to the first discussion in Mishnah Yud Beis. And that was that when he designates Maaser Sheni in a barrel, wine that's in a barrel, he designates it to become Maaser Sheni. If the barrel was sealed already, the Mishnah says, then the barrel as well as the wine will become Maaser Sheni. The barrel as well will be acquired by the Maaser Sheni. So the Mishnah here says, Bamedvam, where when is that? So that's Bamakam Shadark and Limkar Stumis. In a place where the derech was, it was common for them to sell sealed barrels. They would sell the whole barrel together with the wine as one unit. And therefore, when he designates Maaser Sheni in a sealed barrel, the barrel will go along to Maaser Sheni along with the wine. Alba b'makam shadarkam limkar psuches. But if a place where they commonly sold the barrels open, and they would just sell out measurements of the wine and not the barrel, then layatza kankan l'chulin, then the barrel does not go out to doesn't. Then the barrel does not become chulin. These two lines are a quote from the Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet that it's discussing someone who purchases wine in Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni money, that if the derech was that generally the wine was sold in open barrels and just the wine was being sold. So in such a case, layatza kankan l'chulin, the barrel, he cannot use the Maaser Sheni money just to purchase the barrel as well with the wine and subtract that from the Maaser Sheni account, the Maaser Sheni money. It's not going to be considered included in the sale. So here too, similarly in our case, when he would designate Maaser Sheni in a sealed barrel, the barrel would not be considered part of the transaction, and only the wine would become Maaser Sheni, not the barrel itself. Aval, so the Mishnah continues, Aval and Ratzel lahachmer al atzmai limker b'mida, but someone who wants to be stringent on himself, and in Yerushalayim, he wants to make sure he doesn't misuse his Maaser Sheni money, he can purchase the when the seller sells him the wine, he'll sell him just limker b'mida, the exact measurement of wine, and specify that he's only selling the wine, and the barrel is not included. Then yatsa kankan l'chulin. Then the barrel is not going to be then the barrel will go to chulin, and the barrel is not going to become Maaser Sheni. Reb Shimon Eimer, the Mishnah continues. Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon is he's doesn't explain so much. The Rav quotes from the Yerushalmi that gives much more explanation. That Reb Shimon is going back on something mentioned in Mishnah Yud Beis, that a barrel that's filled and closed and then designated as Maaser Sheni, the barrel becomes also acquired by the Maaser Sheni. Reb Shimon comes to limit that halacha and say that that's only if the entire contents of the barrel was being given to Maaser Sheni. But if some of the wine was remaining as chulin, and only part of it was being given as Maaser Sheni, even if later he separates the chulin part and he sells it to someone else, and he leaves just Maaser Sheni in the barrel, since at the time of designation the barrel was not complete Maaser Sheni, so therefore the barrel does not go along to Maaser Sheni. And Reb Shimon says this in a few words. Reb Shimon Eimer, Afa Eimer L'Chaveri, even someone who says to his friend, Yain Zeh, Ani Meichelach, I'm selling you this wine, Chutz Mikankana, except for the jug, which the Yerushalmi explains, he designated part of the barrel to be wine, and now he's selling part of the barrel to be Maaser Sheni, and he's selling the chulin part. And he says, I'm selling you the chulin wine, except for the barrel and what's left in it that I need for the Maaser Sheni that's there. Even still, yatsa kankan l'chulin, the container remains chulin, and it's not Maaser Sheni, because at the time of designation, part of the contents remained as chulin, and it wasn't completely Maaser Sheni. And even later, even though he's just keeping the Maaser Sheni wine in it later, and he's removing the chulin wine, and the barrel is only being used for the Maaser Sheni wine, it still does not become Maaser Sheni, because at the time of designation, it did not become Maaser Sheni.